February 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Begin to understand that my Son's heart is a reflection of my paternal heart. It is both sacred and mournful. My heart remains mournful so long as any of my children continue to live in disobedience to my commandments. No one finds complete happiness or peace through love of the world and its pleasures. No one can escape my divine will, which knows all and permits all. Surrender every problem to me by accepting my omnipotence and trusting that every aspect of your earthly existence is by my plan for your salvation. There are so many whom are yet to find solace in my grace, who have yet to know me. They may even see my commandments as rules to rebel against, instead of a guide along the path of salvation. All I can do is offer my love, an unending font of mercy. I never reject a repentant heart. Therefore, see to your happiness in heaven now by living in my divine, peaceful love." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 1 through 24. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. Anyone who abides in Him does not sin. Anyone who sins has not seen Him, nor has he known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous, as He is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Anyone born of God does not commit sin, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. By this it may be seen who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not do right is not of God, nor he who does not love his brother. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, and not be like Cain, who was of the evil one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil, and his brother's righteous. Do not wonder, brethren, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him, whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.